of course, always an important one, and that is colon cancer and Donna, Colon Cancer Awareness Month, isn't it?
Yes, March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month, so we want to get everybody out there aware of why it's important to be screened and what you can do to prevent colon cancer.
Who should be screened?
Anybody over the age of 50, you should have annual screening with a colonoscopy as the gold standard for having colon cancer screening. They can visualize the entire colon, and if there's any precancerous polyps, those can be removed.
So over 50 every year?
Well, if your colonoscopy is clean, meaning they didn't find any abnormal tissues or polyps, you can go every 10 years. If polyps or abnormalities are detected, the physician usually recommends every 3 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. There are some at-home tests that are available, Cologuard or FitKits. Those are the ones that you'd want to do more frequently every year. They're not as accurate as a colonoscopy, of course, but the only bad decision you're going to make is deciding not to get screened.
Yeah, the home tests, have they become a little, I guess, a little more popular?
They are a little more popular. As you said, colonoscopy is not everybody's favorite screening exam to have. But like we said, it is the gold standard because we can detect polyps, which the at-home tests are best for people with average level risk for colon cancer. You don't have a family or personal history of polyps or colon cancer. But it is an option that's available.
Sure. What are we looking for as far as symptoms?
So symptoms would include any persistent change in your bowel habits, like constipation or diarrhea, certainly rectal bleeding, or any persistent abdominal pain. You'd want to talk to your physician about these symptoms and see what diagnostic testing is right for you.
I would assume the older you are, the more risk. Is that true or no?
Definitely, yes. Colon cancer can occur in young adults, but the majority of colon cancers occur in people older than age 50. For colon cancer, the average age at the time of diagnosis is 70. But again, people with certain hereditary cancer syndromes or family history of colon cancer have a high risk of developing the disease, and they want to talk to their physician about starting screening earlier than age 50.
Well, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Some people, you know, they're not bothered by a screening. Many people don't enjoy it. What do you have to go through?
So the day before the test, you're going to usually have clear liquids, and then you'll get a bowel cleansing medication. But during the colonoscopy, we give you a mild sedation, and you're typically very comfortable for that, and most people are asleep. And then the physician will pass a very tiny tube with a camera on the end into the rectum, up through, and examine the entire colon, looking for any abnormal tissues and polyps. And like I said, they can be removed if they're found right at that time. And shortly after the procedure, you wake up. It's a pretty short recovery. You might have some excess gas for a short period of time, and you'll need somebody to drive you home because of the anesthesia. But it's a comfortable procedure. It's really not as bad as most people imagine.
Now, can you just call Henry Ford, get a test? Do you have to be referred? How does that work?
Yes, you can call at the Henry Ford Cancer Institute. We have a line that's 8776-SCREEN, S-C-R-E-E-N. Or you can call our Henry Ford gastroenterologist. The Henry Ford General Surgeons also do colonoscopies, and there are some independent gastroenterologists as well in town that you can call for an appointment.
But you don't have to be, you don't need a referral then?
Well, it really depends on your insurance.
Okay.
Most insurances do cover it, but as far as referrals, you'd really need to check with your insurance company.
It's just like life as we know it. All depends.
Exactly.
All depends on
insurance.
Give us that number again, Donna, if you would.
It's 8776-SCREEN, S-C-R-E-E-N.
Hey, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having us. And just one more thing. We're going to have a community event, virtual event that takes place on Monday, March 15th from 6 to 6:45. Joining me will be Christopher Pfeiffer, our general surgeon, gastroenterologist, Dr. Gupta, and learn how to reduce your risk for colon cancer. Just go to facebook.com, Allegiance House, to join this event.
There you go. All right. Great information for you. Thanks, Donna.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Take care. Donna Long from the Henry Ford Cancer Institute.